Sports Talk continues with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson, and we return to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, and it's a pleasure to say hello to Tennessee soccer coach Brian Penske. Coach, it has certainly been an incredible ride. What a changing world between the last time we spoke with you on our show to now. But first and foremost, how are you, how's your family, and how are your players doing through all this?
Yes, nice to hear your voice, John, and speak with you again. Yes, long time no speak, and like everybody else, we're making it, man. Obviously, uncharted territory and waters, and thankfully, my family is healthy, and our kids are healthy. We did welcome about a third of our team back to campus this week, and thankfully, they have all tested negative for the coronavirus, and so workouts are up and running, and knock on wood, those will continue.
We've heard so much conversation, and we've seen reaction around the country in terms of how some conferences are viewing fall sports. We communicated about the Ivy League and what was the announcement that came down yesterday. What are you hearing in regards to your sport and the any possible scenarios that could impact what would be a normal fall schedule for you all?
Yeah, I mean, things are obviously changing, you know, literally by the hour. Yesterday was the Ivy League, and then two more announcements today. The Big Ten announced, or actually earlier this morning, the ACC announcing no competitions till September 1st. And unfortunately, that did impact us. We were supposed to host Wake Forest in our season opener, and we were very much looking forward to that. They're a very storied women's soccer program, so that was a bummer. So we lost that game at about 11 o'clock this morning. And then obviously the Big Ten announced they're going to a conference-only schedule. So beyond that, we're not hearing anything. We're like everybody else. You know, we believe we've got the best commissioner in the land, and he's been trying to be as thorough and as patient and as thoughtful in terms of making a decision. I think he had set kind of a late July date as kind of the drop-dead date for making bigger decisions, but you know, all the things that have happened in the last 24 hours could force his hand to say something a little bit sooner. So all we can do is, first and foremost, make sure that our kids are okay. It's a tough time for them. The unknown is tough. The prospect of getting sick is tough. You know, obviously you got kids that are incoming freshmen. You know, we had kids in our office yesterday. It was my coaching staff and three incoming freshmen. We're all sitting there all masked up, and we kind of chuckled and like, welcome to college. You know, it's like, this is just weird, you know. But it is what it is, and we're safe. And I think a text we got earlier from somebody in administration is we just have to be nimble. And that's all we can be right now. And unfortunately, for the very foreseeable future, we're going to have to continue to be nimble.
Hey, Brian, what was your take on first Dallas and then Nashville having to drop out of the return, the back to tournament time in the MLS?
Yeah, you know, one of our players, actually, her brother plays for Dallas. So and he was one of the kids that tested positive. And actually kind of hit home, because not only did he test positive, but he felt terrible. The afternoon that he tested, he was sick, and really was.
Don't know if we've lost Coach or not. We are working to reconnect with Brian Penske, Tennessee soccer coach. But right there, Jimmy, you can see one. We think all the time about perhaps the bubble setup, different things like that, but there's an immediate connection to Tennessee's soccer program to one of the teams that is now out of the MLS. So it is a very small world, and even smaller when you get to athletic circles and just the potential for one to impact another.
Well, it is. And the state of Texas has been hit really hard. I think it's one of the four worst states in the country as far as the number of COVID cases that are out there. And I know it's been bad in Houston. I know it's been bad in Austin. I think that's reached up to Dallas. Nashville has been, I think, our worst state in Tennessee, worst city in the state of Tennessee, to be hit with the COVID. So, yeah, that's been a concern. Coach Penske, we lost you a little bit through there. You were talking about how not only did the Lady Vols' brother have a positive test, but he also felt bad as well, correct?
Yeah, so he was sick. He was, for a couple of days, he felt really awful. There's a big difference between testing positive and being totally asymptomatic and, testing positive and feeling like you know what. And I'm sure when you feel like you know what, it becomes pretty scary because we know what the outcome of this virus can be. But thankfully, he's better now. Because they had 10-plus cases, it might have even been as many as 14, they had to drop out. And then Nashville, I think, had 9-plus. They had to drop out. I think that's going to be if college sports goes on, that's going to be a reality. And that's something that we as a conference, soccer coaches are talking about. You know, we could have a game at Alabama on a Friday, and then all of a sudden X number of players, get sick and they feel bad or they test positive. And whether the game is postponed or, we haven't worked through all those details, a team has to forfeit, whatever the case may be, that's unfortunately of a real reality of what the fall may bring.
In regard to not playing a match, would it be if anybody tests positive, you don't want to subject anybody else to it? Or does it have to be a certain number that would test positive? Do you know that?
I don't know that. We haven't gotten into that nitty gritty. However, my assumption is, they're going to be first and foremost health, right? And so if somebody tests positive, the first thing they do is they ask, okay, well, who have you been with over the past 48 hours? And have you been within 6 feet of anybody for longer than 15 minutes? And so, that could put a whole slew of players in quarantine. And so if you're talking about one or two kids, and that has happened, right? That has happened in the soccer leagues around the world that have, returned. You get one or two cases and you're okay and you can continue to move forward as a group. But all of a sudden, if there's a real outbreak within the team and you gotta start to make choices. And I assume that's the way it will be for all teams trying to move forward. You're not going to shut down life. It's just one or two players. Now, if you're talking about one or two players are sick and they feel really bad and it's a really bad case, then, life could change pretty quickly. So lots of unknowns, lots of unknowns.
Our guest, Tennessee soccer coach Brian Penske, as he joins us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. Coach, what was it like in the spring? How much did your regular routine get upset, and how did your team handle finishing the semester virtually, as everybody had to?
So we obviously went all the way into spring break. We were fortunate. The NCAA allows us to play 5 games in the spring. We usually play 1 before spring break and then 4 afterwards. And we played 2. It so happened that we scheduled 2 before spring break. So we were able to get 2 games in, which is great. And learn a little bit about, the group we have. And we had 4 new kids, 4 early enrollees in the spring. So that was great. They got a little bit of game time experience. And then obviously the shutdown hit and, our kids kind of for a while, everybody was kind of in this total shutdown, total lockdown, kind of almost frozen, right? What next? And we really, for the first 2 weeks after spring break, kind of almost let them be because they were getting used to their new academic world, right? Everything going online, and there's a transition there and a learning curve there. But they're responsible kids, and they take themselves serious as athletes, and so they continue to train. In terms of staying fit and things like that, and I think they did that throughout the whole spring. And we met, you know, about once a week just to stay in contact and in touch with them, and gave them a couple of little soccer assignments. We had them watch some games and evaluate some games that were position specific. And beyond that, just let them ride the semester out, because for all of us, it's a crazy time to be alive. For young people, it's a challenging time to be alive. You know, I go back, I feel horribly for all the spring sports and the seniors who will never get a chance to play again. I have sons who were supposed to play high school soccer together in the spring, and one of my sons is going to be there last spring playing together. And one of my sons was a senior in high school, and so that was it.
Goodness.
You know, we lost that opportunity, and those are memories and times you don't get back. But in the bigger picture, they're healthy and they're okay, and so life is going to be okay. But there are thousands and thousands of collegiate athletes and high school athletes that won't get those memories, those opportunities to make those memories, and it's tough stuff. And now here we go. We're entering it now, and we've got kids that are, you know, facing, you know, the unknown. And we had a coaches meeting this morning on Zoom, and Matt Kredich, our swimming coach, just made great points about, you know, making sure we're taking care of the mental health of these kids, because it's a tough time to be a kid. And then you add in the stuff of the last 6 weeks, and some of the racial injustice and conversations that are taking place. Tough time in this world right now.
I thought it was really something to see. First of all, when you have folks within your sport band together the way they did, but what was it like to have Tennessee be a part of the food drive that you had college coaches and teams from around the country that were trying to do their part to help out food banks and pantries in their backyard?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of what we all should be doing is helping people that need help. You know, we are all pretty darn fortunate. This has been an amazing time when you hear 40+ million people losing their job. And you see all the kids that are out of school that depend on meals at school. And then you see the lines at the food banks and people waiting for 3 hours just to pick up lunch for their family. That puts life in perspective pretty darn quickly. So not the biggest thing we did in the world, but a small part. And the National Coaches Association started it, and then all teams around the country got behind it and did a food drive to try and help out as best we can. And it's hard to help out now because we're all told to stay apart from each other, right? And social distance. But trying to find ways where we can, make life a little bit easier for people, because life is pretty darn tough on a lot of people right now.
Brian, when will you be able to conduct practices or workouts and conditioning with your team? Is that coming up in the next few days?
It's not. We try to get a waiver as a coaching group, and really the whole NCAA to allow summer activities for sports other than football and basketball. But the NCAA denied it, and I think they did so because there are a lot of programs out there that can't afford to bring their kids back, and then I think some schools are worried about having, you know, too many kids on campus too quickly, because we're all learning as we go. Our administration is unbelievable. On that coach's Zoom today, Coach Fulmer is just, you know, he's talking. I said what Matt Kredich said, but Coach Fulmer is leading the way in terms of just saying, we got to take care of our kids. Kids come first. That's what matters most. We got to make sure our kids are okay. So unfortunately, our preseason isn't changed at all. So our kids will start meetings on August 3rd, and we'll start practices on August 4th. By the middle or end of next week, we'll have everybody back, and they're allowed to do voluntary workouts with our strength and conditioning coach. The kids that are here now have started those activities, and we'll have everybody involved in that for the next three-ish weeks. And then we'll start up as a team in early August. But like I said, there are a lot of unknowns right now. We were supposed to have what was going to be a really great home opener, and we were really excited about it because there hasn't been an athletic activity on our campus since early March. And we're really excited that, you know, we're going to have a big game at home and hopefully have a crowd, you know, depending upon our the rules at the venue and things like that. And we lost the game. So we are now in search of games, and we put that email out to the coaching group today, and I got a lot of jokes back about do you need a game or do you need a season? So lots of unknowns. But like I said, our administration's amazing. I've said it to my assistants repeatedly. It's a great time to be a part of the greatest conference in the nation. And all the resources and support and intelligent people we have at the top.
Well, Coach, we very much appreciate your time, and I know you're excited, just like several are, to perhaps get at least head in the direction of normalcy the further we get into the second half of 2020 and eventually turn into 2021. But I know that you're excited with the mix of newcomers that joined the program. You've got a couple of veterans that I think have joined the roster, yep. And then you've got some very talented newcomers. I saw that you had, the Commercial Appeal Player of the Year, and then you also have a high school All-American that are part of this group. So I know you're excited. The hope is just that everything moves in the right direction so that they can get out there and compete, right?
That's right. We've got a great group coming back, and good newcomers, a couple of veterans that we think are ready to really kind of take that next step. And we think we can have a really good team. And now it's just a matter of, can we do it? And that's where I go back to the Big Ten decision about the conference only. The bright news on that for me is that's a pathway forward. The concern with the Ivy League yesterday and then the ACC this morning was, okay, is this the beginning of a shutdown? But I think, trying to find a way, can we have some semblance of a season? And we've got some older kids, redshirt seniors and juniors that are dying for it and ready to kind of take the next step and take over the helm as leaders in this program. We lost some very good players last year. We've lost some very good players over the last 2 years. But we've got some young kids and some rising kids that are really ready to be leaders. And kids like Aaron Gilroy and Ren French. And we've got a couple kids that were all freshmen last year on the SEC all-freshman team. And mixed with those newcomers, we've got a good group and a young group that's hungry and they just want to play. So hopefully we'll be given that opportunity.
Coach, we really appreciate the time. Glad to hear that bottom line, players, family, all doing well. Hopefully that stays the course, but so sorry to hear about some of the rough situations where your sons didn't get to play as teammates in high school. But great to catch up. We'll do so again, and stay well and be safe.
All right, likewise, guys. Stay safe.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. That's Brian Penske, Tennessee soccer coach, joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.